country or NGO, which is good. But until now, this is what has been done for many, many years with absolutely no result. Like, again, I think it's good to take the level of the ground in the well, you know, to check how much water, to check every month or every 2 months, regularly, you know, always the same date, to see what is the situation today. It's important to do, but all these things has been done since years and years. Okay, only the last few years is not so done at large, but it's done by some people. And the consciousness doesn't change. The solution don't come. So I don't say we have to stop that, but I said this is not enough. It's like we give our right, our decision making, you know, to some people, like governments, or even here, like to some group, so to individuals, and we feel like they're going to find a solution for us. And like Gilles explained, we think we are very happy to have somebody else who's going to deal with that. It doesn't work. You can find some people who are going to deal more with that than others, but it's the concern of everybody. You know, no difference of nationality, of age, of class, social class. It's really everybody. It has to be something very, very present. Like you need to eat, you need to drink, you need to protect, you know, your children, your friends. I mean, to think of them, you have to think of the water. It's for me where a big start can change. It's just already to change this awareness, you know, the direction of this consciousness. And nothing asks us to become a super wise person or the divine or whatever, or scientific. You know, this is not the point, to say, okay, here we miss something, we don't understand something, and we need to change. Already this awareness is enough. If you are sincere, to see, we need to change this the way we work, you know, the way we function, and we develop ourselves, because this is the end of it. If you are sincere, honest, humble, and all what we read and learn from Mother and Sri Aurobindo and others, of course, we have to practice, you know. And then the help is coming. Then suddenly you realize, like, okay, I did not go much to school, you know, I don't know so much but okay, I'll go to this meeting because I feel concerned. And it's something organically, it's not something so much organized, which I like. It's not planned in advance, you know, we just went to see a movie and from that we said, okay, tomorrow there is a conference, and from that the day after the people who are feel touched by that and concern will meet again, you know. And this way is much better for me. I like it's something true inside. And what's happened yesterday was nice. I really enjoy because I'm a bit, I don't like to speak so much in public if there is too many people. Maybe because my ego or the fears to be stupid or to not express myself correctly. Okay, for different reasons. But I think, like, the time now is very important. You know, we don't care if we are very good in writing or whatever, or we can speak correctly. We just have to express what we feel, the way we feel, and to make a change. And I like the way we all accept each other, even if sometimes, okay, we have some interaction. But it was never my view against your view. I did not feel that yesterday, and this makes me feel comfortable. And because this is what I see since not so long, like it's not this against that, this not that. It's a bit of everything. And if you are better in this, do this. And if the other one is better in that, do that. Accept each other and then complete each other's work by exchange. And I think, yeah, this way we build something. You know, we had something, all of us. We are all a piece of a puzzle. Mm-hmm. It's only the one who wants the power and who has the best piece and the other one is not important, you know. Then we see where it goes. It goes nowhere. It goes to the end of of us. But if we all see like there is a truth in everybody, you know, and if maybe we can give this energy and this compassion and to the other one and this gratitude to say, you have a peace which we need. I don't know what it is, but you have it, and you have it, and everybody has something. And to help us to express. And yesterday I felt that. And maybe I will go on, because I think it's what I'm looking for, what I was waiting for. And I believe in it. I believe, yeah, it's a big solution, and like... yeah, like many women can be part of it. You finish to raise your children, or even you still have some children, and you can be into this kind of groupment. Yeah, and you can, and you see you have an impact, you have solution, because it starts with your children, it starts with your ama, you know. So if we already open our consciousness and we have the desire, you know, to change, desire can be good, you know, for this. And sincerity, then we will receive help from much higher plans, yeah, from this big consciousness. It's there, just waiting for us to open. We have a lot of check dam, the water, and in this country, when it rains, it's like a blessing. You would see in the first rains, the children are going out, they stay under the rains, you know, because when I came here in the beginning, a bit late, at least the last years, but we could stay 8 months easy without a drop of water, with temperature rising every 2 weeks, non-stop. And really, it's, you can see for the nature, for yourself, it's like, it's a suffering. So when the water comes, it's like blessing. Where I come from, when it's raining, it's like, oh, another day, a great day, you know, but nobody like it, and yeah. But here is something different, so already you understand. And because I'm here in Auroville, I end up to know since a long time the work of Bhagavanda, since nearly the beginning, the work of Emoto, you know. And this is magic, this is beautiful. It's like something was so much everywhere, like nobody never took care, especially the scientific, biologic, to search into this main ingredient. This is a main ingredient on the planet everywhere, and it was taken for granted. So we would make some tests, experiment, but this was left on the side, and it was the main ingredient. So there is a change in that. The change is coming with a rising, with a growth of consciousness, but the growth of consciousness for me is coming as well with the change in the environment. If you have some change in your environment, you change habits. So your consciousness will shift from one habit to another habit, you know, or include all the habits. And then because now we start to miss the water, you know, drinking water, we start to have a big, big problem, then we have directly confronted to our environment. So or as a species, like any species, we evolve with the change, you know, which is the future, or we'd be left alone and we'll disappear, you know. Why not? Maybe if we cannot participate, I think it's the best to disappear. Give this place for something else, new, better, you know. It's an energy and it's an evolution principle.
I can say that yesterday I saw an open door to everybody, because what the need is, how we can manage about this situation. So I saw everybody thinking about, oh, but how the other people manage, how the other culture manage, and so this is maybe the way we can follow to make a connection with all the world and receive ideas and experience and knowledge about our behavior with the water. I mean, the behavior of the men in the ages with water, without to depend from big plant, from big, I can say, factory. You know, we are living in the nature, so as before, we can continue to live with the nature.
This is what we show on this map with all this little water retention everywhere in the area. It was amazing when I saw this map, you know, from the conference. It was like, yeah, that's right. These people did not wait after any government, you know, to help them. You know, they were counting on themselves. And then they always had enough of everything, you know, they would okay, even for the food, for the water, they always have a bit in front of them, yeah? So it doesn't mean like the scientific research and invention is not good, but I think we have to see the balance of how much energy we put to create that, to get what in exchange, like this desalinization of the water, the seawater. It's super costly because the salt damage the engine, or it's really super costly. So it's nice to make this discovery, but I mean, we don't go very far with it. But maybe from that we can go further. Why not? You know, we just have to still searching. Some people are good for that. Fine, because even with our little way of living, like in the ancient time, you have your water retention, and this is good, but I realize sometimes you can have some major event, you know, and then something is damaged or destroyed or whatever pollution, and then you are blocked, you are there, you have a problem. So to have some outside solution, why not? But not to count only on the outside, you know, it's just a backup. Yeah. And like I said, everything is important. The small things, the saving, the collecting of the water, this good invention, big invention, dynamization of the water is good. For me, everything is good, but don't forget the base. It's like when we walk in the forest, you know, the people, they want to go so far, and they forget, like here it was a desert, and it's still a desert under our feet, you know. It's not because we have some trees, like, okay, finish the pioneer stand. We have to maintain this work of banding, collection of the water, and at the same time to develop. And I always said, like 20 years ago, once in one meeting here, I said, but if we cannot develop ourselves or make an industry without polluting, don't do it, you know. Just wait that maybe you should focus first on non-polluting, you know. Like if you build something in, you know, housing or building for people, it should be really, it's very important, like, the treatment of the water and the economy and all these things is taking first in consideration. It's the priority. It's not the shape of the room and the number of windows. And okay, this is important maybe for the heat and what we have here and isolation. But I mean, really the water is more important. And this has been left over because mainly question of money. Yeah, the people who wanted to develop to something wanted to save some money. And okay, it's lack of consciousness, that's all. But now we cannot play around like this anymore. We really have to put this first on the table, and then, yeah. And even I just read today something about the mother, and she mentioned that long ago. Yeah, long ago. So we'll have no choice anyway. Or we participate, or we change, you know, or we'll face big, big problem. But first, not just like this in the air. I think some people should pass in this kind of infrastructure where you have many children, or even some, if you make a contest of architecture, including the treatment of the water, is to give them some parameter, explanation of the situation. Not just let them, what do you see as a city of the future and about the water and like this. No. First you have to explain the situation, what's happening, to give a bit of knowledge, maybe of the past experience of human being, you know, and what they want to do in the future. And, you know, to give a frame, and then to explain them sometime maybe some consequence, you know, and to ask them, and now, what do you see? With all what you learn, with all these parameters, What is your idea to make a city with a good drinking water and no waste of water, and not wasting the water, no pollution? To bring them into a story this way.
Yeah.
Not to let it completely free, okay, we make something about the water. I think it's too... They should know why we do that, you know, and for what.
Yeah. And the thing is not we like our villages, but we, like all the people, are living in this region.
Yeah.
So every town is around our village. Every people are living. And, of course, they have the ancient knowledge about water. They have to resume and to teach us.
Yeah.
Because they were here before us, Indian.
Yeah.
They were here before us, so they could manage about that. So they have to discover again which was their knowledge to teach us some way to act. So we can exchange our culture. That's the point. We need a platform to exchange the knowledge. Every knowledge from every kind of culture is well accepted. From not only from this region, from all over the world. Okay, so this is the point we can discuss about everything. Just send your knowledge to a point where everybody can get it. So we should find this point. And so we have to create a point where everybody can go, so can contact. So we should give this kind of contact to everybody in the world.
But I would say, like, it's nice to have some support, but I mean, I see me personally, I can give some of my time, and I will, because for me it's very important. But I cannot, at the same time, left this place alone. I still have to be involved here, so I have to share my time. And, for example, I cannot give more time for this kind of communication. We need then somebody more specialist into communication who receive the feedback, check what the people need, the information. But for the moment, we just start to put the first bricks of a foundation to say we want to participate, but we are mainly not professionals. I did not saw yesterday much professionals. So we're going to start a bit slowly. So I think we have to be careful to meet, not be crowded with a lot of things from the outside straight away, because we will sink and drown into the water. I mean, it can go fast, and it will go, I think, fast, but voilà, one step after the other. We have to start. For the moment, we just saw, like, okay, maybe there is a possibility for us to work together, and maybe even to add more people, to make like some small team, not group, but team, you know?
Yes.
And then we meet once in a while, and then we all agree, but it's not everybody working on these little things alone, or this little team alone, so we have to really have an exchange. But for the moment, we have nothing, and I'm not somebody to put things on paper, but I know it's needed. We don't have nothing. If somebody asks me tomorrow, okay, what can I do? I can give some advice, but I know I don't have all the solution. I will give the basic advice. Basic advice as well, which for me are very important in a way. More than what it seems.
Yeah.
Like even to keep your, to collect your, the water from your kitchen or your bathroom. Like you can use it in your garden. Many things can be done. For me it's very important. It's not just small things, because small things repeated by, I don't know how many people, how many liters a day. For a community of even 2,000 people, so all this has really a big impact. That's first how to think, how to collect, how to transform the water. If we start to, for me, the first step is to not waste the water, not to throw it back like this, and after as well is not to pollute it, because it comes with it. You know, it's something really organic. If you start to give your water to your plant, to your flowers, which you love, you know, you will not put poison in your water. You know, simple as that. You know, you don't have to start to, again, shake the bell, no poison. It will come by itself. If you start at your feet, slowly, slowly, if we don't want to learn now at our stage of evolution, we will have a shortage of water because it's the way for me, the nature and the divine nature push us to learn by the circumstance, you know. So if we have a shortage, we're going to have to put our nose and eyes into it to understand where we do mistakes, yeah, and maybe to change. We are the children, we think with our ego, we know everything better, and then suddenly we realize like we are completely, we ruins everything, we ruins ourselves, and I mean, so if we become a bit more humble, maybe we'll ask again, you know, maybe we do a surrender to this divine consciousness and ask some help. But if we don't ask nothing, the help cannot come. Only the learning process, which is a bit suffering sometimes, this way of learning by difficulties, by problems. But if we realize we want to open, everything is there.
Thank you, Natalie.